step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is Monday morning, 6:09. Mostly sunny, beautiful day. Temperatures in the 70s. So if you can get out there, get out there. But it is time to go around the room. We always do it every Monday at this time. Talk about the peaks of our weekends. Walmart's is usually drinking in a river somewhere, so we'll find out if that happened this weekend. I had so many good peaks. I really did. I did a lot of gardening. My garden is great.
Nice.
Cucumbers and tomatoes, and ooh. I counted 35 giant sunflowers that I planted that actually are big,
wow.
Getting big. So the garden was a big one for me. But I will say the peak of my weekend was going to visit my buddy Bill. And I brought him some groceries. He is 90 years young.
Oh, wow.
And living at home. Yeah, living at home. Anytime I can go and see Bill, he always puts a smile on my face. And then wanted me to take home some carrot cake.
Oh, really? Nice.
Mm. Yeah, a carrot cake.
How was it?
For me. But anyway, I haven't tried it yet, Walmart Jeff. But my peak was going to see my buddy Bill, who's 90 years old. I got to see him. Of course, I stood outside. He stood in the doorway, and I have my mask and gloves on, but it was just nice to see him. So checking out Bill, ooh, hanging with Bill. That was the peak of my weekend.
Wow, that was the peak, huh?
It was, Walmart Jeff. I'm sorry it didn't involve booze.
No.
Or flopping down a river somewhere, no. Which it usually does for me, too. I know. See you, my buddy Bill. Gavin, what was the peak of your weekend?
It was a very nice weekend, very sunny this weekend, and I decided to give my wife a little bit of time off on Saturday, so it was a little daddy and son time, so my son Lennon and I went for a walk, we went to a farm, nice. We kind of just hung out for the day, and he's getting so smiley now that when he sees me and his face just lights up now, it honestly just melts my heart, to be honest with you, and so I think the peak of my weekend would just be just hanging with my son Lennon and just enjoying the weekend.
That is a great, you know what, that is a great peak, Gavin. I love that peak. I love it. All right, let's go
really
to Walmart
fun.
Jeff. Peak of your weekend.
Peak of my weekend would be Saturday afternoon. I actually, for the first time in 3 months, I actually hung out with some friends. I hung out with my men's league hockey team in Windsor, Courtney, your neck of the woods.
What? What? And you didn't call me?
And we did a little golfing. It was pretty crazy because I was hanging out with 11 other guys, and I was a little scared about the whole social distancing thing, but the guys on my hockey team actually did a great job of keeping their distance. We drank beers and had shots.
Did you wear masks or you didn't because you were outside? What did you do?
We didn't wear masks because we were far enough apart. We all had our own golf carts and stuff like that, so we weren't sitting next to each other. So it was a pretty cool time just to see my friend. It was the first time in 3 months I've actually seen anyone other than my brother and my wife.
Or your family and your kids.
Yeah, my family and my kids. Right? So it was pretty cool just to hang out and do some golfing over the weekends.
I love it. I love it. That's the peak of our weekends. You know, we've got some photos. We'll put them up. You can check out the peaks of our weekends and add yours to the list because I love to find out what the peak was for you. Head over to the Courtney and Kiss in the Morning Facebook page. Ariana Grande, all the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is 6:26, mostly sunny, beautiful today. Temperatures in the 70s. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, so what do dried beans and condoms have in common? Would you guys like to take a guess?
You have to boil them for a really long time. No, I don't know.
All right.
What are you talking about?
They go good with barbecue sauce.
No, I don't know if that's it either, Courtney. No, what they have in common is they were actually things people bought right before the pandemic happened.
Listen, I have not been... let's just say I went to the grocery store and I've been looking for beans and the bean shelves are, you know, they're looking a little light. I haven't been shopping for condoms. I haven't seen any. I haven't been in that aisle.
Yeah.
But the bean aisle is looking like people were hoarding beans. Were they hoarding beans and condoms?
Yeah, beans. Dried beans was a big one on the list. I had never even heard of dried beans until my wife bought two boxes of dried beans.
I love her.
And she eats them as snacks. Like, it's her snack in the afternoon or whatever. So here are some of the top foods that were bought, you know, during the pandemic.
Okay.
Eggs was a big one on the list. And I don't know if you've guys seen the price of eggs right now, but they're a little pricey. If you can, support your local farmers because they usually have a good deal on fresh eggs.
That's where we get our eggs.
Milk was another big thing that was bought during the pandemic. And dried beans, like I said, and pasta and rice. Now, if you tried buying pasta, I know, Courtney, you're on that keto diet. You don't eat the pasta. But it was really, really hard to find pasta during a pandemic.
And you can find it now. But I'm telling you, I picked up beans yesterday, and there was a very, like, limited selection of beans.
Yeah, it was very limited. And the last four things on the list that people were buying, toilet paper, thermometers, disinfectant spray, and condoms. Those were the big ones on the list. Were you, Gavin, did you and your family buy a lot of condoms during the pandemic?
You know, no condoms here in this household, Walmart, Jeff. But we did buy a ton of pasta, being Italian. You know, I got a ton of pasta. And surprisingly, we started going with canned vegetables, like Lasur peas, like baby peas. We become as obsessed with canned food now. It's crazy.
That's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I try not to encourage any type of sexual activity in my house. So no, I've not been shopping for any of those, but I did get some beans and he slept upstairs last night. Love it. All right. It is a 6:29. Don't forget, it's Father's Day coming up this weekend and you can enter to win our Father's Day contest. $1,000. Enter right now at kiss957.com. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:40. It is time for your Hollywood report. Hey, Kelly Clarkson spotted out and about without her wedding ring just days after filing for divorce from her husband of 7 years. What was she doing?
What?
She was walking her dog in Los Angeles, Walmart.
Aw, how nice.
But so how normal? First of all, everybody was saying, oh, she's not like wearing her wedding ring. But nobody mentioned the poop bag she was carrying. Oh. Like a good doggy parent. She was holding a bag full of poo and walking her dog. Oh, I love it.
Nice.
Photos are on our blog. And Jason Derulo, doing his best to bring people together during this time, he surprised patients and caregivers in healthcare facilities with a virtual performance, which was amazing. He then urged people, I'm telling them it's time right now to become just a better person.
Yeah. Not being able to leave our houses, but at the same time getting to spend a little more time with the people that we care about. You know, it's a really crazy time, but I'm just hoping that people are utilizing this time to just come out of it better.
It was pretty awesome. When if you're watching this Zoom video, it's like all the patients and the doctors, and all of a sudden you see Jason Derulo walking down a staircase, and they all like lose it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I also saw like the video. He was talking about hanging out with loved ones. In the video, he was like bench pressing some woman, like
his girlfriend. He was,
How
it's fun, a great video.
How fun is that for the person being bench pressed? It's never fun.
And he was bench pressing her outside, like over concrete. And I was like, maybe you want to bench press her over the lawn. I don't know. Seems a little dangerous. But that is also on our blog. And finally, Kim Kardashian sharing an inside look at Scott Disick's birthday bash that they celebrated weeks ago. She posted photos saying, we celebrated Scott's birthday a few weeks ago with just family. She says, it was fun. It was my first time being around a group of small people. She said, but it was also kind of scary. And she wanted to know how everybody else was feeling about being out and about. You can see that and more in all of these stories at kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss 95.7.
I love it. Surfaces Sunday best. All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. Monday morning. Welcome to it. Mostly sunny temps in the 70s. It is time for good news. I love it. Every weekday at this time, we like to share good news with you. And if you have good news, we like to hear it. Call us with your good news, 860-247-9570. I've got good news if you're a Dunkin' lover like I am. I should say I'm a Dunkin' fanatic. I just every day.
Yeah.
Pretty much all day. My face is in Duncan. Just saying. But listen to this. Duncan is now selling face masks. That's right. You can rep your favorite Duncan. $3 from every mask will also be donated to the Duncan Joy and Childhood Foundation, supporting health and hunger relief for children in underserved communities. I love it. The masks are washable, two-ply cloth with a little nose pleat, too, and a pocket for a filter. I love these. Ooh. Five designs featuring their signature colors. It's your Duncan mask. And I'm super stoked for this. You can buy them at shopduncan.com.
Now, will they smell like Duncan? Because that is, you know, if you ask me,
yes,
one of the best smells. When you open that door to Dunkin' Donuts,
yes,
so good.
And it hits you, it's like, oh, so good.
Well, I've already ordered mine, and I did put in their suggestion box, could you make it smell like your chocolate glazed donut or a cup of coffee? Yeah, if you want those Dunkin' masks, you got to get them now, because I think they're just going to sell out so quick. ShopDunkin.com is where to go. That is my good news. Gavin, what's your good news?
Well, over the weekend, Special Olympics Connecticut held their 2020 Summer Games virtually. I was following this all weekend long on the social media. Of course, we had the opening ceremonies and a virtual dance party on Friday night with Kiss 95.7, which was so much fun. Athletes from all over the state videotaped themselves competing at home in a safe, responsible way. They did events like cycling, soccer, tennis, track and field. They were all featured. It was a really good time, and I just want to congratulate all the athletes, the coaches, and the volunteers who made this weekend a great event and were able to keep the 2020 Summer Olympics going. It was really, really cool.
I love that. That is great news. Thank you, Gavin. Walmart Jeff, what's your good news?
Hey, I'm not sure how oh boy.
He's shaking his head. I'm a little nervous. What?
Now, Gavin, you've been asking me when were the strip clubs going to open, because I didn't see them in phase two, which is on Wednesday, and I'm not sure what phase they're in, Gavin, but you'll be happy to know that when strip clubs do open, they'll be offering corona-free lap dances. Basically, the ladies that will be giving out the lap dances will have to undergo temperature checks before giving out the lap dances and arriving at work. And then strip clubs are also encouraging customers to wear masks and use hand sanitizer. So there you go, Gavin.
Really?
There was your strip club updates.
Good to know.
Gavin was waiting for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of the lap dances, that Gavin.
All right. 860-247-9570. Share your good news with us right now. It's the weekend of Blinding Lights. Yes. Brittany, all the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, Monday morning, 7:10. Big week for us. Coming up on Wednesday, it is phase two of our state opening up. I believe it's gyms and nail salons will be opening. For all the info, head over to our community access page at kiss957.com. It is time. It is time, everybody. For Walmart Jeff's relationship tips.
Yeah, and I'm the only one in the room actually qualified to give out these tips. Now, this time of year,
you can't say that anymore.
No.
You can't say that anymore because Gavin is a happily married man. You can. I'm okay with you taking it from me, but don't take it from him.
Yeah. See, with Gavin's relationship though, it's not like a real relationship. There are a lot of
Why not?
I question a lot of things about your relationship, Gavin.
Oh, stop.
Okay.
I've never seen.
You got to come on over sometime. Why don't you and Barb come on over? We'll have a little double date sometime.
See, I've never seen a man so happy in his relationship. Like, that's why I don't buy it. But anyway,
gotta be wrong.
I have a list of gifts that dads don't want this Father's Day. So, ladies, if you're thinking about getting your man a Father's Day gift, you may want to hold off on some of them.
All right. I hope nuts aren't on there. My dad loves nuts, and I got him like a whole bunch of nuts. I just shipped him a box of nuts.
You just shipped him a package of nuts. Nuts are good. You're good with the nuts, Courtney.
Okay. All right.
Give you the old thumbs up on that one. So here are some gifts that dads don't want this Father's Day. Anything homemade. Dads don't want homemade Father's Day gifts, especially if their wife is the one making it.
Stop.
Really? I think you're wrong. Gavin, if your son Lennon was older, would you want a gift made by Lennon?
Absolutely. I want a gift made by him today. Every day. I mean, anything that he makes, if he just squiggles a couple lines on a piece of paper, that is special to me.
You're happy.
Gifts dads don't want this Father's Day, electronics. Just if you're going to buy your man electronics, just let your man buy the electronics. Just give him the money to do it himself.
Oh, you feel like you get, if you're buying it for your man, you're going to buy the wrong thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that it? Okay,
right. Gifts dads don't want for Father's Day. Pictures of their kids. If I get a picture of my kid in a frame, just keep it. Give it to me some other day.
Stop.
What kind
give
of
it
dad
to some
are
other
you?
Dad.
You're the worst
give a
dad
picture
ever.
Of Cash and Madison to somebody else's dad. Nice.
Gifts dads don't want this year. Following the whole electronics thing, tools. Don't buy your dad tools. Let dad buy his own tools.
Men can be very particular with their tools. And if you buy the wrong tool, it's not good.
You don't want to be working with the wrong tool for, you know, a couple more years.
All right,
that's what happens. And finally,
13.
The last gift dad doesn't want this Father's Day. He doesn't want anything cheesy number one dad. It could be the number one dad hat. It could be a number one dad t-shirt. Dads don't want that. It is not cool.
All right, well, I got a question for Gavin because I feel like Gavin would love like the very first time you get something that says number one dad from your son, I think you would probably cry.
I'm going to be bawling, Courtney. I mean, that's like the most special thing. I wanted to be a dad for so long. And I think when your son gives you something like that, you have to appreciate it. So Walmart Jeff, you got to open your heart a little bit more, man.
See, that's why Gavin is not qualified to give out relationship tips.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, listen, you know what your dad really loves and really wants is money. And we've got it. It's our Father's Day contest. And your shot at winning $1,000 for your dad. Sign up to win right now at kiss957.com. Megan Thee Stallion, Beyonce Savage, all the hits, Kiss 95.7. It's Courtney, Walmart Jeff, and Gavin hanging out with you. Wednesday, phase two. So things will be opening up like, your gyms will be opening and things like that coming up this week. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, and some changes coming to the gyms. Now, I know, Courtney, you've been working out in your studio because sometimes, like, I won't see you on our little video screen. But I'll hear these moans grunting. And grunts, and I'm like,
I do.
Courtney must be doing push-ups again.
Yes, like I gotta feel good. Like I have no excuse. I have all the time in the world. I should be in the best shape of my life, and I'm not.
Gavin, you were what I would call a gym hopper. You would go from like gym to gym to gym, and work out and do different exercises.
I would try a couple different gyms here and there, but I really love before this whole thing happened, I loved working out at Health Tracks. That place was amazing. I can't wait till they open again.
And I will say, I have gained some weight during quarantine, and I blamed it on the gyms being closed.
You've never been to a gym ever.
And I've never been to a gym, but now I have no excuse because gyms open up on Wednesday, and there's going to be a few changes, and these health experts are kind of giving you, you know, the lowdown on what you need to do and what you need to bring to the gym.
Okay.
Health experts are saying you should bring two towels, one to wipe the equipment down and one for your face. Just make sure you don't get them mixed up. They're saying different colored towels will help you there. Carry disinfectant wipes if you have some to spare. That's always good to bring to the gym. Exercise facing the wall or the mirror. Don't broadcast yourself out to everyone to see.
That's really good, Walmart Jeff. You don't want to work out and start grunting face to face with somebody.
Yes, and another thing that these health experts are saying not to do, no heavy breathing or grunting at the gym because it just kind of spreads your stuff. You know.
Right.
Just keep it all in. Shouldn't you wear a mask?
I don't know. The health expert did not say anything about wearing a mask at the gym. Two more things that you should do if you're heading back to the gym on Wednesday. Shower at home. Don't use the showers in the locker room. Because when you go in there to shower, there's going to be that one old guy who's going to be naked regardless of what's going on.
Every time.
And that old guy has been in that locker room for the last 3 months naked. He's always there.
There,
and
naked.
Finally, the last thing you should do if you're going to the gym, when you get home, your gym attire and your towels should go straight into the washing machine.
There you go. I like those are great tips,
great.
Walmart Jeff.
Thank you.
Awesome. Phase two is on Wednesday. That means nail salons, gyms, and many more things will be opening up on Wednesday. Get the full scoop on our community access page at kiss957.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.